Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, I don't know if we talked about it right before the break. Think about this. Can you imagine the President of the United States changing the Constitution where all of a sudden he becomes a king or she becomes a queen and an emperor and there's no longer a government? Well, that's happened again and again in history. And right now in China, this particular president, his name is President Xi, as you're seeing right here, he has already set himself, he has as much power as Mao had, which was a previous leader, emperor over China, and he's positioned himself about to take a vote, in the particular vote. Can you read the article right here where they're talking about?
Yes. China proposes a policy from the Mao era that allows presidents to serve unlimited terms. The China Communist Party wants to eliminate presidential term limits, and that means President Xi could indefinitely stay in the top office of the world's most populous country, according to the Los Angeles Times report.
Which means there's no more, you know, they had two five-year terms,
yeah,
I believe it
two
is.
Two five-year terms.
That he'll just be there forever, you know, and ultimate power, you know, corrupts
absolutely.
And so you're looking at, this is, and you're talking 1.245 billion
people
on the face of the earth. And when
I believe the second largest economy, right?
And he's over a government already that says, we're going to kill your third child if you have a third child. They just recently allowed them to have two children, trying to control the population.
And Mao, during his tenure, had killed 45 million Chinese over a four-year period of time. His own people.
Through starvation and camps and just
horrific
type things that's taken place. What else did they say?
A proposal by senior officials would eliminate wording in China's constitution that limits the president and vice president to two consecutive five-year terms. The official New China News Agency announced Sunday. The move could make Xi the longest-running Chinese leader in decades. The report stated it would also reverse a collective leadership strategy put in place after the extended reign of Mao Zedong, the nation's notorious founder, the report stated. Limiting terms was intended to ward against unchecked powers.
Because of the pain and the murder and the tyranny that took place under Mao, you know, they said, we got this constitution. And they're wanting to do away with that, which means it could go right back to that again. This is now a powerful nation. This is like the second most powerful nation under America in the world. Their economy, their military force, every computer you have probably has something that they built into it. And they're the ones really fueling all North Korea and what's going on. North Korea is an impoverished nation, but there's something that they're doing to empower that, including the oil embargo they gave them. So this is, you know, prophetically what God has said through Dmitry Studeman, is that China, Russia, and North Korea are working together to make war against the United States of America. And you're seeing this move that's taking place. That's something they
can do.
And the
dollar.
And the dollar as well.
Or the U.S. dollar.
I know we're coming to a close right here, you know, but that's so important to begin to pray about that. The largest portion of our church, of the believers, are in China. Mm. And they're having like almost 35,000 people a month coming to the Lord over there, if not even more. It's powerful. And this thing will cause great persecution, because under his leadership already, he had the crosses torn down off all the churches that were going around. We got to close. Listen, I want to hear your comments. What's your comments about China and President Xi wanting to take away the Constitution that says that he can't rule forever and he wants to rule forever as an emperor? We want to hear your comments. And also pray for the church in Israel and the church in China and the people in China, because this is a chance for the enemy to do terrible things to the people there. But I believe great revival is going to come to China. I want to pray with you right now. Comment below, write to us, let us know. We want to hear from our community. Father God, we thank you for our community. We love them. We bless them. We pray encouragement over them. We thank you for everything that you're doing. We just decree blessings over them and health over them and hope over them, Lord.
Yes.
We decree revival and great awakening,
yes,
Father God. We even decree that abortion has ended. We just speak it out, Lord. That's what you want in heaven. That's your will on earth. So we just decree it. Abortion has ended in America. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.